On today's Kids Corner, Liz and his sister Linda are not exactly getting along.
Liz, are you okay? Liz? Oh no!
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Some lizards enjoy swimming. Some enjoy laying out in the sun. But Liz's favorite activity is eating, and his favorite time of the day is lunchtime.
Oh, yum!
Right now, Liz and Lucille are enjoying a nice meal outside.
My mom made me a Junebug jelly sandwich.
Oh, yeah? Well, my mom made me grasshopper tort for dessert.
Ooh, and your mom makes the best grasshopper tort.
Oh, yeah. She's making a whole bunch of them for the Daughters of the Terrene Founding Fathers charity garage sale next week. But you gotta buy something.
You guys gotta hide me quick.
What?
Hide you?
What are you talking about, Scooter?
Oh, he's going to see me. I can't let him see me.
Who?
Scooter.
Oh, him.
You were hiding from Skink?
Oh, I was trying.
I can't believe you're making me look for you this way. You know the score.
I know. I just...
What are you doing, Skink?
Yeah. Scooter owes me money. I'm here to get it.
Scooter. You borrowed money from Skink? What were you thinking?
I didn't borrow it. He thinks
He thinks what?
I think he ought to pay me to protect him.
Protect him from who?
From me.
Oh, no.
You must be kidding, Skink.
Yeah.
You want him to pay you not to beat him up?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, that stinks.
Hey.
You don't have to pay him, Scooter.
Watch what you say, Lizarardo. It could mean more trouble.
What?
And I'm sure Miss Waddle would be surprised to learn that you're squeezing little lizards out of their lunch money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? But remember, I'm an iguana. If you tell Miss Waddle about this, the whole gang is gonna come after you.
Oh, boy.
As for you, little lizard, you got a free day. Tomorrow I want double. Hey, Jumbo, you got that money you owe me?
Oh, boy. What am I going to do, Liz?
Tomorrow
he wants double. What should I do?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll give you my milk money. Oh. That should help some.
You could have mine, too,
yeah.
Scooter.
Oh, wow. Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
That'll help out for sure.
Does he bother you every day?
Yeah. Me and a whole bunch of other kids.
Really?
Jumbo, Patty, Smedley, we all pay him.
That's not right. We've got to figure out something to do about this.
Oh, you're going to help me?
Leave it to us, Scooter. We'll figure something out.
Liz and Lucille considered the problem all afternoon, but didn't come close to finding a solution. But when Liz got home, he found he had other things to worry about.
Liz, I need you to help me get everything ready for the big garage sale as soon as possible.
What do you mean, everything?
I mean, pick up all your toys from the yard and clean the mess in the garage.
Mom, that's Linda's mess in the garage. All that stuff is still there from when she was making those beaded necklaces.
Well, then get your sister to help you. This is a very important charity, Liz.
I know.
The Daughters of the Terrene Founding Fathers help to keep our history alive and accurate.
I know, Mom.
Well, you don't want people to start saying that our founding fathers were snakes when they were lizards, do you?
Well, no, not really.
Because that's what will happen. If we forget our history, people will make up all kinds of silly things to replace it.
I suppose.
Well, the next thing you know, people will start saying that Gummo Primosaurus, the first mayor of Terrene, was a water moccasin.
Ew.
Do you want that to happen?
Well, no.
Well, good. I'm glad we understand each other. Now, hop to it, young man.
I'm busy.
Mom says you should come help me clean the garage.
I told you I'm busy.
When are you going to be not busy?
Later.
Later when?
Later after I'm done.
Well, when's that going to be?
The longer you bother me, the longer it's going to take.
But Linda, Mom needs the garage cleaned out now.
I am trying to read. Now, would you leave me alone?
You're reading a book of poetry? And that's fun?
Yes, I am having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Now please leave me alone.
Fine, I'll go clean the garage. But I'm not doing all your work too.
That Saturday, Liz and Lucille went to Big Daddy-O's, the local soda shop.
You look tired, Liz.
Oh, I've been up late the last couple nights.
What's it gonna be, kids?
Oh, I want a ladybug shake.
Oh, me too. And extra ladybugs, please.
Gotcha. Be right back with those.
You were saying something about being up late?
Oh, yeah. I've been cleaning up the garage for the big charity garage sale next week. And it's taking me ages because Linda won't help me.
Why not?
I don't know. She locked herself in her room and hardly ever comes out. And, you know, she's listening to this really weird music.
And what's she doing?
Reading poetry. I mean, yuck!
Oh.
How boring can you get reading poetry? I mean, come on, would you ever read poetry?
Well, I like some poetry. It's a beautiful art form.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's really making me mad because I'm having to do all the work myself.
Hmm.
Oh, do you remember when she was making those beaded necklaces?
Oh, yeah, she gave me one. It slid right off every time I looked down.
Yeah, that was funny. You know, lizards just aren't made to wear fancy neckwear.
That's true.
Anyway, she made this huge mess in the garage and she never did pick it up. Well, now I have to clean up after her.
Oh, that stinks.
Here's your shakes. Extra ladybugs.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Well, hey there, Scooter.
Oh, hi. Hi, Liz.
Hey, Scooter.
Hi, Lucille.
Hi, Scooter.
You look a little blue.
Oh.
What can I get you?
Oh, nothing. I don't have any money today.
Mm. All right. Give me a holler if you change your mind.
What's wrong, Scooter?
Yeah.
Didn't your dad give you your allowance today?
Yeah. But Skink said I had to pay him his protection money today, too.
Today?
Oh.
It's Saturday.
He's not squeezing you for money every day, is he?
Well, I haven't seen him on a Sunday yet.
Oh, come on. All right, that's it. Something needs to be done about
this.
I tell you what, if Skink were here right now, I'd get your money back for you, Scooter.
You would you?
Skink, you are here right
yes.
now.
Yes.
You might have heard me making a joke with Scooter here, didn't ya?
Yeah.
Good one, huh?
Yeah. Good one, Liz Erardo.
Yeah.
Aren't you gonna get my money back, Liz?
Scooter! He's just kidding,
oh.
Skink. He's just kidding.
Yeah?
Right, Scooter?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I understand.
Liz was fighting two uphill battles. One against Skink, who was bullying Scooter and the other kids into giving him their money. The other against his sister, who wasn't doing her fair share of the chores around the house. Sooner or later, Liz was gonna blow.
Oh, Liz, I need you to run over to Granny Gecko's house and pick up some old clothes she wants to donate for the garage sale. Oh, I'm sorry, is there a problem?
Mom, I am ready to blow up.
Oh? What's wrong?
I have been doing everything that you've asked me to do to get ready for the garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
You said clean the yard. I cleaned the yard.
Yep.
You said get together what I want to sell. I got together what I want to sell.
Thank you.
You asked me to clean the garage, and it's clean.
Mm-hmm. So what's the problem?
Linda is just sitting in her room reading poetry and not helping. She hasn't lifted a finger to help with anything we need to get done, Mom.
What, she didn't help you clean the yard?
No.
She didn't help you get things together for the sale?
No.
She didn't help clean the garage?
No, not even a little bit. She never even left her room.
What about all the mess she made with all of her beads and stuff?
I cleaned it up.
Oh, she hasn't helped at all?
She won't even talk to me about it, Mom. Mm-hmm. If I go to her room, she just turns off the music so she can't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think she's left her room in 3 days except to go to school and eat.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with her?
Well, probably nothing. It's a weird phase teenage lizards go through sometimes.
A phase? What kind of phase?
Well, it's what we call an isolationist phase.
Isolationist phase? What does that mean?
It means you want to be alone.
Oh, well then, yeah, I'd say for sure she's got this isolate-zits thing.
It's not a disease, Liz.
What?
It's a phase.
Well,
not a good phase, but it's something lots of lizards go through.
Did you ever go through an I'm so late fist phase?
Did I ever?
What happened?
Well, I used to lock myself in my room and listen to every sad record I had. Ugh. Oh, I'd sit on my bed and cry for hours.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good time. Not.
Well, looking back at it, it does seem silly.
Yeah.
But that's how I felt at the time.
Well, what happened?
Well, eventually, I missed my friends enough to go out and see them.
Well, I bet they missed you.
Yeah, well, they did. But I found out that while I had been locked in my room, they were out having all kinds of fun.
All that time you were in your room crying?
That's right. I was miserable, and they were having fun.
Well, I'd rather be playing with my friends.
Oh, I agree. Now, what am I going to do about your sister?
I don't know, but first you need to get her out of her room.
Yeah.
You wanted to see me?
Why, Linda, it feels like days since I've seen you. How is everything in your room?
Fine, I guess. Hmm. Is that what you wanted to see me for?
Well, no. Actually, I need you to do me a favor.
Oh, can't you have Liz do it? I'm right in the middle of a great poem.
No, I want you to do it. Liz has been picking up your workload long enough, Linda.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that you have not been pulling your fair share of chores around this house.
Are you serious?
Well, yes, honey. I am serious. When was the last time you did something I asked you to do?
Well, I'm sure it wasn't very long ago.
Yeah, but when?
Well, there was that time yesterday when...
Yes?
Oh, no, that was last month.
Hmm.
But what about when you asked me to...
Hmm?
Okay, wait, I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just the other day, I... Oh, okay, I don't remember.
Well, that's right. And Liz has been doing all the work for this garage sale.
What garage sale?
Exactly. Now, here's what I need you to do.
Okay.
I need you to go to Granny Gecko's and pick up a package of clothes she's donating.
Go outside?
Yes.
Over to Granny Gecko's?
That's right.
All right.
Good girl.
So Linda went to Granny's house, grumbling the whole way.
Oh, I can't believe this.
And before long, she was standing in Granny's yard.
Aha! Your mom said I should be expecting you.
Yeah, she sent me to pick up some clothes or something.
Pick up some clothes or something?
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay, Linda?
I'm fine.
If you don't mind me saying so, you don't sound so hot.
What? I'm fine.
Let me guess. You've been locking yourself in your room for the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
You've been reading poetry?
Yeah.
And listening to loud music?
How did you know that? Did my mom tell you?
No.
It was Liz, wasn't it?
No, I figured it out by myself. You have all the signs of isolationist phase.
Iso what? I just want to be alone.
That's isolationist phase. Lots of kids your age get it.
Well, good. Then you see, there's nothing wrong with me. Now, can I just get those clothes?
No, whoa, you hold on there, young lady. Let's just take a minute to talk about this.
Why is it so bad for me to want to be alone?
Come on in the house with me a minute, and I'll get those clothes I promised your mom. I have something I want to show you. And while you're here, have a cookie. You look like you're losing weight.
Oh, Granny.
Hey. Everything's here at kidscorner.net.
Hi, I'm Ari. Welcome to Kids in Action, where we meet Christian kids doing God's work now.
Check out Kids in Action, live action YouTube stories of amazing kids who are doing God's work right now. Our Kids Corner hosts share faith-filled and fun stories that will challenge you to serve God in all that you do.
Do you have any old Legos lying around? Have you ever thought about donating those Legos?
Explore how these great Christian kids, just like you, are serving God in their communities.
So I could just share God's creation with everyone.
Check out the Kids in Action YouTube series right here at kidscorner.net. What's God calling you to do?
Linda's visit with Granny Gecko made a big impression on her. When she came home, she helped her mother clean the house and gave her a hand with a grasshopper tort.
Delish!
During the sale, she even went looking for Liz.
Liz, can I talk to you for a minute?
What, you actually want to?
I don't know. I probably should.
Well, what do you want to talk to me about?
Well, I wanted to say, I know you did a lot of work getting everything ready for this garage sale.
Yeah, I sure did.
Well, I know I didn't help out very much.
No, you sure didn't.
I already told Mom. Now I want to tell you.
Tell me what? Linda, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I want to say sorry. Liz? Liz? Oh, no. Are you okay? Speak to me. Liz!
What happened?
His eyes glazed over and he collapsed right onto the table. Liz! Wake up!
What made him pass out?
Well, we were just talking. Huh? I told him I was sorry I didn't help out more.
Hold it. You apologized?
Yeah.
To Liz?
Yeah.
Ugh!
You guys! See if I ever apologize for anything ever again.
Two young lizards don't faint for absolutely no reason. Liz and Lucille were really shocked by Linda's apology. In fact, they were still out when Liz's mom found them a few minutes later.
Wake up, you two.
Wave some grasshopper tort under their noses. Mm. They'll wake up.
Grasshopper tort.
Give me a spoon.
Told you.
Mom, I just had a really weird dream. I dreamed that Linda apologized to me.
That wasn't a dream, Liz.
Really?
She did apologize.
Oh, man. I guess that visit to Granny Gecko has really straightened her out, huh?
I'd say my plan worked.
Yeah. Hey, Linda, what did Granny say?
Well, she showed me some verses in the Bible.
Really? Like what?
Well, like Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9, 10, and 12.
Well, what does that say?
Well, here's the Bible. Look it up.
What's it say, Liz?
Two people can accomplish more than twice as much as one.
Uh-huh.
They get a better return for their labor. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help.
Very good.
But people who are alone when they fall are in real trouble.
I'd pick you up if you fell over, Liz.
Oh, please, Lucille. You were too busy falling over yourself.
Well, that only happened one time.
Go ahead and read the last verse.
Oh, yeah. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken.
Wow, Liz, that's the exact verse we needed to hear.
What do you mean, Lucille?
You know our little problem with Scooter?
Oh. Hey, what's the problem with Scooter?
I don't think we should say, Mom.
Liz.
Skink never said we couldn't tell your mom.
Lucille, Skink said he'd come after us.
You having trouble with Skink again?
Yes and no.
Is Scooter having trouble with Skink again?
Yeah.
I'd say that hits the nail right on the head.
Okay. What's happening now?
Well, Skink is bullying Scooter into giving him his lunch money.
And Scooter gives it to him?
Well, Skink says he'll give him a beating if he doesn't.
Yeah.
Have you told Miss Waddle?
Well, Skink says he'll give us a beating if we tell her.
Well, this has to stop.
Well, yeah. And, you know, Mom, I feel like such a crummy friend because I can't do anything to help him.
But, Liz, didn't you hear the verse?
Which one?
The one that says a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated. But two can stand back to back and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken.
I get it. I get it. We should get some rope and tie Skink up.
Oh,
that's not a very good idea, Lucille. I mean, eventually he's going to get loose.
Oh, Liz.
No, Liz, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, what are you...
I'm saying that even though Scooter can't stand up to Skink, and I can't stand up to Skink, and you can't stand up to Skink.
Wait, you know, I don't know why everybody keeps saying that.
Together we can stand up to him.
Excellent. That sounds like a better idea.
So you think we could stand up to him together?
You bet.
And I have another idea. Is Skink bothering any of the other kids?
Yeah, a bunch of them.
All right. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get the kids together and get each one of them individually.
Liz took his mother's advice and talked to each of the kids that Skink had been bullying.
Hey, Smedley, come here. I need to talk to you.
One by one, he found each of them and told them the plan.
You know, Patty, I think I can help you with your problem.
And one by one, they agreed to follow the plan.
Jumbo, let's do something about this Skink problem.
Finally, there was only one lizard Liz needed to talk to.
Hi, Scooter.
Hi, Liz.
Look, Scooter, I really want to help you with this skink thing. It's not right what he's doing.
Oh, that's what you said at Big Daddy-O's, until Skink got there.
Yeah.
Then you chickened out.
I can't fight Skink, you know that.
Oh, well, then how are you going to help me out?
We're going to stand up to Skink, together.
Just you and me?
No.
And me too, Scooter.
Lucille.
And a few other people.
Yeah.
Well, looky here.
Uh-oh.
Have you been hiding from me, Scooter?
No.
Don't worry, Scooter.
It's okay.
Yeah, don't worry. Everything's gonna be fine as soon as you give me my money.
Scooter's not gonna be giving you any money anymore, Skink.
Sorry? Not sure I heard what you said, Lizarardo. It sounded like you said he wasn't gonna give me money anymore.
Yep,
that's about it, Skink. You're done bullying him for his money.
Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Since when do you speak for him?
These are my friends, Skink.
Well, your friends are about to get into a mess of trouble. Now cough it up, Scooter.
No, I won't.
Oh, you're asking for such a pounding?
Are you gonna give me a pounding too, Skink?
Well, yeah, and what about me?
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably take any one of us alone, but together? I don't think so.
You wanna find out?
And when you're through with us, will you still be able to take the rest of our group?
Yeah.
The rest of who?
Us!
Well, there's a few young lizards who don't want to give you their lunch money every day.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Oh, I see. You're all ganging up on me. That doesn't seem fair.
No, please.
Neither is taking their lunch money.
Yeah, I think you should pay it all back.
Yeah!
And never bother them again.
Yeah!
You do, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah!
Well, kiddies, I just want to remind you that even though you've all ganged up on me,
you
need to remember, I'm an iguana.
So
there's more of us, and we're bigger than all of you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that, Skink.
Wally, what are you doing here, boss?
I'm the leader of the iguanas. Right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'd heard one of the gang was bullying kids for their lunch money.
Oh, man.
No. Where'd you hear that?
Is it true, Skink?
Because
taking money from kids is really uncool.
Yes, uh-huh.
And if I found out one of the iguanas was doing that, it might be a bad scene.
Oh, no. There's nothing like that going on here. Really.
So, I'm never gonna hear stories about one of the iguanas taking money from kids again?
Oh, no way, Wally. No way. Never again.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Now I gotta go before someone sees me. Come on, Skink. I gotta talk to you some more.
Yes, boss.
Yeah, go on.
Right behind you.
Get out of here. Skink.
Wow, so we're not gonna have to worry about Skink anymore?
Looks that way, Scooter.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how to thank you guys.
You don't have to thank us, Scooter. It's what friends are for.
Yeah.
When one falls down, the other picks him up.
Oh,
yeah.
I have to tell you, I was really mad when you didn't help me out the other day.
I know, Scooter. I am so sorry about that.
Well, the important thing is that in the end, it worked out.
Yeah.
And we're all still friends.
Yeah. Yep. Now, who's up for Grasshopper Torch?
It looks like Liz, Lucille, Scooter, and even Linda have learned how important it is to have friends. We all need friends to challenge us, support us, and even pick us up when we fall. Because Scooter had the right friends, they were able to help him when he was down. Verse 12 of Ecclesiastes 4 says, "A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken." That certainly was true when dealing with Skink. Let's hope that Skink finds friends who will be there when he needs help.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That feels good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.